This is Bird Note. Musician Andrew Bird is known as a songwriter, violinist, and, like his namesake, a virtuoso whistler. When he was about six, he learned to whistle from his grandmother.
This is when I was doing Suzuki violin, and you have your like repertoire that you repeat and play it over and over and over and over again. So there's those neural pathways being formed. So when I wasn't playing the violin, I was usually whistling the repertoire, whether it was a folk song or Bach or Mozart. And yeah, the only time I wasn't whistling was when I was eating or sleeping, I guess.
Growing up, Andrew spent lots of time in natural areas, rich with bird life.
My mom tells it that I would go out there age six and try to imitate or communicate with the birds. My mom tends to embellish her stories quite a bit, so I don't know. It sounds a little too cute to me, but apparently that's what happened.
Embellished or not, when Andrew was asked in 2020 to contribute to a musical anthology about birdsong, he found himself reaching for these same skills. He researched recordings of birds that have gone extinct and was struck by the story of the Kauai o'o.
They captured the song of the last male of the species, like a mating call, but obviously falling on deaf ears because there were no females left. What I picked up from it was like this. Which, listening back to it, is like, it's vaguely like that. I wasn't meticulous about it. And so I was just whistling that mixed with the mourning dove. Kind of as the bed underneath, and then I would go over the top of this groove.
By whistling melodies of birds both living and extinct, mixed with this violin groove, Andrew creates a kind of otherworldly natural soundscape in his song, Rare Birds.
I don't know, there's something very joyous about that. It's not in time, and it's just kind of like a call from the forest canopy, you know? And somehow it really works.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.